Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Season 2, Episode 5 of Prozy's Corner, a show all about promotional conversation, dream chasing, motivation, and all-encompassing inspiration. I'm your host, author Mara Proz, and my day one is back this week. Yay, Nikki W.
Yay.
We missed you.
Good morning, everyone. I know, I missed y'all. I can't believe I missed Eam's show last week.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
So,
did you get to listen to the recap?
No, I need to go back and listen to it, though.
Okay, don't let him know that.
Do that. I know. I know. So, we wanted to remind the listeners we're doing new things. There's a text line. If you have questions, the last 10 minutes of each segment, text questions or conversations that you want to have with the guests to 346-917-0634. That's the last 10 minutes of each segment. Text that line and we can get you in.
Yes. So let me tell you this week about our special guests. We have the multifaceted, multi-talented engineer, creative artist, real estate entrepreneur, and publisher, Damon Levine. And I'm going to let Nikki tell you even more. Oh, there he is.
Wow. Yeah. Let me tell a little
Damon,
bit more
we
about
gonna,
him. So.
Yeah, Nikki was going to say some more about your bio, and then go ahead, Nikki.
Okay. Damon possesses a bachelor's degree in both physics and electrical engineering. He has a broad range of experiences with solving tough problems with both technical and creatively. His book, A Simple Systems Engineering Guide for Success, published in 2017 through his company, Omniversal Publishing House, is a derivative of his commitment to serving others and arming them with the tools they need to succeed. Please give a warm welcome to Mr. Damon Levine.
Yay.
Hi, lady.
Hello.
How are you ladies doing this
welcome
morning?
Welcome to Pros and Cons. We're doing great. We're so happy to have you on the show.
Yes, we are.
Thank you. I'm happy to
yeah.
be here. I'm excited.
We're very much. Good. We're looking forward to all your tips for success. You know, that's a big thing with people. You know, trying to find their purpose, how they can, you know, get to the place of success that they want to be at. So, Damon, tell us, like, what was your inspiration for your book?
Oh, my goodness. I want to thank you for allowing me this avenue to put the book out there. Because
mm-hmm.
your show, when you mentioned the word inspiration, that is one of the main reasons why I wanted to put A Simple Systems Engineering Guide for Success on bookshelves and in retail outlets. I have been doing what I do for a long time, and there was a theme that began to emerge in my life every time I was working with clients or you know, even having conversations with friends, they begin to ask me all the time, you know, how are you able to do all the things that you're doing? And I'm just me, you know, I'm just going along every day, just doing what I do, you know, not thinking it's anything important. But people were beginning to try to pull information out to find out how they could do some of the things that I was doing. So that equated to me, in my mind, that there is a need and there is another purpose that I need to serve. I believe that purpose is inspiration. I have the tools to succeed in my life. Why don't I just go ahead and share that in a book? That way, I don't have to repeat myself so many times.
Right.
So really, that's what it was. I felt like it was a calling. I felt like after numerous conversations with God, just even having internal conversations, trying to figure out my own purposes, this book really is a fruit of that hard work that I've done internally.
Yeah, I think that's great. I do too. Because, you know, there's so many people that have a calling to do something, but they just don't know where to begin. Where do I start?
Absolutely.
You know, and that's the question I get a lot of times, even just when I'm, you know, mentoring different writers. Or, you know, like now I'm doing more screenwriting and playwriting. It's like, where do I begin? Where do I start? And I always tell them, you know, you just start writing. That seems like a simple concept, but, and you know, it's sometimes it just doesn't come to people. They do need that guidance.
Right.
So I think it's fabulous that you're right.
Mm-hmm.
This is very much needed.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and it's funny. So what do you think is the main blocker? I have my thoughts, but what do you think is that main blocker that is preventing people from taking that first step?
I think it's more from the experience and the conversation I have, there's a fear of the unknown. And it is, first of all, not knowing where do I start, where do I go? And also they're looking at other people who are where they want to be. And there's nothing wrong with that, but there's a process to get to those levels of success. That may not be the level for you. So you cannot pattern yourself exactly after that. You know, I think it's just the unknown and then a lot of time to maybe some unrealistic expectations. I think those two really, you know, prevent people from, they just keep them stuck in that same place. What do you think, Nikki?
I think it's yourself, you know. People have great ideas, but they're too afraid to take that step because they don't, like Mara said, the unknown, number one, and number two, they don't want to fail.
Yeah.
You know, failure is a big thing, and people don't want to fail, but you have to fail in order to succeed. They don't realize that.
You do.
Absolutely. And so if I had two gold stars and I was right there sitting at the desk with you all, I would give you both the gold stars because everything you mentioned, I was able to touch bases on it within 99 pages. So let me tell everybody that's listening to the show, I appreciate everyone buying this book, but I will tell people in the beginning of the book, I don't think you're ready to use my process if you have not done the work and sat and meditated and thought in silence about your own unique purpose, because you are right, Nikki, and Mara, you're right. People are looking at outsiders trying to figure out what it is that they're supposed to be doing, and they need to start within themselves first. After that initial conversation and paragraph that I put in this book, and I expect for my readers to go out there and do that work, now dive into the process that I have put in the remaining pages, because those pages talk about coming up with a plan for your success, coming up with requirements you need to put on yourself, not anybody else, yourself, for your success, you know, actually doing the work with it and then testing out what you're doing to figure out if it's actually working, and then marrying all of your results from that work to your initial concept of success. So it's a contained system. I expect for the readers to understand that success is all about doing internal work and looking inside and having, you know, depending on who your higher power is, you know, reaching to that source for answers. Because I can't give them that. I can only arm them with the tool, which is a process for success.
Right.
I love that you said that. And just, you know, sharing my own story with me re-releasing my book this coming Friday. Last year when I initially released it, I'm telling you, it was an absolute failure. It was a disaster. Everything that could have gone wrong, you can ask Nikki, everything that could have gone wrong went wrong. My app crashed. My books were lost in the snow somewhere. You know, but what I did, and, you know, yeah, I was disappointed and stuff. I always knew, okay, this book is still going to be out there. But I just took a year off. I said, Nikki, you know what? I have a bad attitude towards my book now. I need to step back. I'm not doing anything more prose. I just went silent, and it seemed like I wasn't doing anything during that year, but actually I was doing quite a lot, and it was a lot of meditation. Yeah. Okay, where do I want to be? It was going back and learning, okay, you know, I shouldn't have rushed this. I focused too much on the app. Okay, my book should have been here before I committed to a date. You know, it was just going back and just redoing stuff. So I think to, like, just add on to that, some people get to that point and they don't understand you are going to run into those things. And that doesn't mean you stop there. That means you stop, you reassess, and you take a different path. But your goal remains the same. There's a lot of people who they have these great ideas. They start, and then they run into all those problems. And they're like, okay, I'm not going to do this anymore. And I think that holds people back as well.
I 100% agree with you. And so, pardon me, but sometimes my terminology, it'll slip into, like, systems engineer talk, because that's the environment that I you know, work in most of my days.
Oh, yeah.
But
that's my field too. So believe me, I understand it.
So here's the deal. That's what people forget. So success is, that's why I made this a process, because success is a feedback loop. You're not gonna, you know, one day wake up and say, oh, you know, I want to do this, and then you get there, and then I'm all of a sudden successful. That's not really how success works. And if it does work like that for someone, I guarantee you that that success will be short-lived. Because I believe that success is an ongoing process of feedback, and it's always looking to a roadmap for advancement. When I think of success, I think of success as seeking the goals that you want in life, but also balancing that with joy. The way most of us remain in a state of joy is always having something to look forward to. So that is one of the reasons why I wanted to make this a process that people can use. And then based on those requirements and achieving those goals, they take this very same process and apply it to the next goal that they have in life. And one of the things that you said about, like, challenges in life, it really disappoints me when I'm talking to someone. This is why I think I'm a source of inspiration, because to see that pain in people's eyes when they're reaching, they're trying to reach for a goal, I can always tell that they've just given up, Mara, because you're right. You took that year off to reevaluate yourself and strengthen yourself, but you're right, some people get lost along the way, and they don't realize that's just a step, because we only become great after a failure. That's the only thing.
Right.
There is no way around that. There's no way around it. That is just life. And that's what I try to instill in everybody that I mentor with, and even some of my clients.
Mm-hmm.
So I love
that. And I agree. And, you know, another thing, too, I think, is people understand they need to understand there's a discipline to it, too, a consistent discipline.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
I know it took me a while to get into a rhythm, but I know that I have to be disciplined about my writing, mm-hmm. my schedule, my time, my energy, you know, who I am networking with or whatever else. It takes a lot of discipline to get to success. And even once you're there, you still have to be disciplined. And I think a lot of times that discipline is missing, and that also will frustrate people, and then they give up. You know, you can't go off with the way you feel. You have to remember, mm-hmm. where do I need to be?
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And that's key what you're saying. And even within that, those 100 pages that I wrote down, that's actually in the beginning. When a person comes up with their success plan, I want mm-hmm. them to do a simple success budget and a mm-hmm. simple success schedule, because that is going to allow people, you know, we get so busy and we have so much going on in life. Okay, why don't we just scope it down, come up with a very simple schedule, come up with a very mm-hmm. simple budget for you to meet your next steps, and that's how mm-hmm. you take your baby steps on the road to success. But a lot of people, they need that, like you're saying, they need that discipline. So why don't we just start small? Why don't we just start right there? A small budget and a small schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So, Damon, I have a question. What do you think sets you, with all the successful books, you know, books out there, the books that teach people how to be successful, what do you think your book, how does it set you apart from the rest?
Well,
because it has to set
you
apart because of, go ahead.
Oh, I've actually been monitoring some feedback, and one of the comments mm-hmm. that I often get is, you were able to discuss so much in a few amount of pages, and it's really simple. So I've read a lot of books that have inspired me, but, you know, when I read a lot of the books that's out there on the market, it's almost like it's a curriculum, right? Because you pick some, and it's like you're in, you know, the 1,000 level courses to advance your mm-hmm. life. And then those books suggest other books, and then the content is heavy. And so now you're in the 2,000 level courses. Well, my book is way different from that. It's actually based on a process that works for corporate. So that 8-step process that I discuss in my book is actually based on a process that has made me successful, not only in my entrepreneurship and freelance activities, but it's actually it's something I operate to in an everyday environment in the systems engineering world. And so mm-hmm. what I'm thinking is, if corporate, meaning multi-million-dollar, billion-dollar programs, can work this way with systems engineers, why don't I just boil this down to people that I can help to become successful?
Right.
That's the main difference. It's based on a real process that's been around forever.
Right.
And I dwindled it down. As a matter of fact, and people are free to, they can go and look at this information even right now. If you go to Wikipedia and look up, it's called the Systems Engineering V. You're going to see a V model in there, and basically what it discusses is how, you know, big programs come up with these planning activities, coming up with their architecture, coming up with their requirements and so forth. Well, the average engineer doesn't need all that. They just need, they just need 8 simple steps to get them from conceiving their success to actualizing their success. So I boiled all of that down and said, let's come up with a plan. Let's come up with some requirements. Let's come up with what it means for you to actually build your success. So that's nothing but addressing the requirements, right? So you wrote all of these requirements for yourself. That means go out and try to meet them. And what's going to happen is that you'll find out where some of your requirements were too high, right? So change the requirements. Change the requirement to meet the target schedule and the target budget that we came up with in the planning phase. That's the difference. It's a real process. It's not a lot of soft language, because anybody that knows me, they know that I'm really just a person of action. I really want to see people succeed. Even when I'm on teams, You know, I trim the fat. Let's remove all of the excess garbage that, you know, that everybody's bringing to the table on a team. And why don't we just meet the overall objective for what we really need to do?
And that's so important. I think people can get lost in just, you know, because I am in systems as well. So you have a lot of people that, you know, they get lost and like the details that don't really have anything to do with the conception or the point or the place that we're trying
Absolutely.
To get to. So it's a lot of reining people back in and making them focus on really, really what is the most important thing. Look, here's our end goal and how do we get there?
Yeah.
And, you know,
Absolutely.
I know you know this. But we always say, let's table that and take that offline.
Yeah.
You know, I know you recognize it, Damon, because I know you say that 100 times a day. Let's table that. Take that offline.
Yeah.
We will get to that later, but we need to focus on this because ultimately the system needs to work, and it's not
Absolutely.
Going to work if we don't take care of A, B, and C.
Right. Yeah, and another one is, okay, so what's the real requirement? I hear the
exactly.
What's the real requirement? Yeah, you're right. Yep,
Thank you.
Used that one
yes.
too.
Yes, yes. Yes, Lord. Oh, my goodness. That's a whole different show in itself.
Yes, it is. But I want people reading my book. I want them to use those tactics because they work. They work.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
they do.
When I'm talking to people, I hear so much conversation about distractions. You know, well, I couldn't perform this action item because I was too busy. That's the one that really
mm-hmm.
gets me. It really does.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I'm thinking to myself, no, you're not. You just didn't break up the task into the small enough pieces. Every task
right.
can be broken up into small pieces so that you can accomplish it within a certain amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
and people
not really
need to realize too. Another thing is, don't be afraid to, I mean, we, you know, we will have our deadlines and everything else, but don't be afraid to make that deadline extended. Like I told Nikki, a lot of people for this whole entire year have been asking me, when's the book coming out? When's the book? When are you re-releasing and re-releasing?
Yeah.
You know what? I just like, I will let you know because I felt like,
absolutely.
You know, I don't need to be pushed into something before I'm ready. It was not ready. It was not ready in now. And, you know, if I wake up tomorrow and I feel like it's not ready May 17th, then you know what? I'm not going to release anything until it's absolutely up to the standard that I am holding myself now and where I exactly need it to be.
Yeah, right. that's very good that you say that because what's happening there, that's just symptomatic of, you know, making sure that your requirements align correctly. Like when you were describing the prior situation where there were
mm-hmm.
a lot of things that happened with the book, I think it was just because some of the requirements were too large to handle for the time,
exactly.
really.
Exactly. It was.
So that's
mm-hmm.
really
and
all
that's
it is.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So if you don't mind, I'm going to go ahead and make an announcement because, like I just mentioned previously that I believe that success is all about putting goals on your schedule and achieving them. But these types of conversations are very similar to the ones I have with clients and mentors. So on my horizon this year is actually to move into life coaching. So I'm on schedule to achieve that certification this year. So and so speaking to you from that perspective, thank you, I really appreciate that. But speaking on that perspective, that's exactly how I would help the person tackle the problem. It would really be, so how did you define your requirements and do you think these are realistic or not? And let's figure out which ones are realistic and figure out which ones need to be broken up. And really uh-huh. you, at that point you take the emotion out of it, you take the fear factor out of it, and then you insert
uh-huh.
all of the rationale, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed. That's perfect.
Yeah,
so we have
you know, you speak it into existence.
So. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
We're big about that.
I don't play with that no more.
Plant the seed. That's what I tell people.
Plant the seed, then start watering that seed,
okay? And you water it.
Absolutely.
You don't need to sit up here and wait for anybody else to water it. That is your responsibility.
Exactly. And don't wait on anybody to give you praise for it either. That's another issue that a lot of people have. They're waiting for people to pat them on the back. They're waiting for people to tell them this is what you should be doing. That's not anybody's responsibility but your own.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And as a matter of fact, it's probably better if it comes from you. Because what I have learned, and keep in mind, through all of these things that I've done, really it's just a reflection of what I've learned, and I want other people to benefit from the place of joy that I finally arrived to. And so it began to be very, very apparent, you know, when I hit my 30s, that I had been living my life trying to make everybody happy. I was going to college, trying to get, degrees, trying to make my family happy, doing what I thought I was supposed to be doing, trying to achieve all these things based on the circle of friends I had and, all of that good stuff. And then it just hit me at 30 that I don't know if I'm happy. And so I was forced in a corner of really learning who I was and treasuring the abilities that I had to understand that I'm on this earth for a purpose. That is the work that people really need to do. When you arrive to that point, you really don't focus on what anybody else has to say about what you're doing. You're just really trying to walk in your own light.
Yes.
Yep.
So we've got about 3 minutes left, and I want to be sure that everybody knows, Damon, how they can keep in touch with you, hear about all your upcoming endeavors, and especially where they can get your book. Can you share that with us?
Oh, absolutely. Well, let's first talk about the book. So the book can be found on Amazon.com. It can also be found on BarnesandNoble.com. This year, I actually released it on Audible.com too. My thing is availability. So I made the book available on all three of those platforms because I just really want people to benefit from it. I'm on Facebook. And I have two pages, Damon Levine, D-A-Y-M-O-N-D, last name Levine, L-A-V-I-N-E. I'm also on Facebook at Damon C-O. So that represents Damon & Company because I have an inspirational brand there. So it's Damon C-O on Facebook. I'm also Damon C-O on Instagram.
Wonderful. So.
Yeah.
Great. Everybody make sure that you get the book. Damon, I'd love to speak with you after the show about making it our book of the month for my book club in August. So we'll talk about that.
Cool.
Yeah,
okay.
I think that would be great. Yeah.
Okay.
So thank you again for coming on the show. We still appreciate you taking the time. Nikki and I just are so grateful to have met you, and we wish you all the success.
Oh, thank you so much, and I wish the same for you all. You all have been lovely since the start, since we had our initial conversation yesterday, so I know we're going to be in contact after this.
Thank you.
All right, well, you enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll be talking soon.
All right, happy weekend.
Happy weekend.
Weekend.
All right.
All right. So thank you, everyone, for joining us for this show. It was amazing. Don't forget to visit www.marapros.blog this Monday for Exploring Mondays with Mara Pros. My new blog post will be released, most importantly, this coming Friday on my birthday. Be sure to get your copy of The Davenports, A Battle of Wills. That is going to be the best birthday present that anybody can give to me. I will be releasing the link at 6 p.m. on that day. So we're looking forward to that. And we hope that you enjoy the rest of your weekend. Once again, thank you so much for tuning into the show.